For those living on the streets of San Luis Obispo, life is made a bit easier with the help of food and shelter services. Currently, there are two main centers in San Luis Obispo, but they are more than 3 miles apart. Here, at the Prado Day Center, families and other clients working to make positive changes in their situation are provided with employment resources and meals, but no place to stay for the night. For that, they currently need to move across town for the overnight accommodations offered at the Maxine Lewis Memorial Shelter. Now though, there are plans in the works to combine these services under one roof. County Administrative Officer Dan Bakshai explains the plan.
Thought has been to replace the two of them with one center in order to simplify things for the homeless folks that utilize those services, and then also to minimize the impact on the city by having folks have to transport from one end of the city to the other to have a consolidated location.
There will be also changes in the way services are going to be provided. Starting with the new center, the services are based on a sobriety program, which means only people who are drug and alcohol free can use it. This will make it better for families, children, and people who are making an effort to get off the streets. The new location will be directly across the street from where the current day center is located on Prado Road. Its construction is being overseen by the Community Action Partnership of San Luis Obispo County, or CAPSLO.
If it was our organization solely, there was no way we could afford a 9-acre, you know, parcel. We just don't have it to do that.
This is the deputy director of CAPSLO, Grace McIntosh. She says timing played a key role in their ability to buy the nearly 10 acres necessary for the project.
So it was really almost miraculous that timing was such that the Regional Transit Authority was also looking for some land where they would be able to eventually move their facilities and maintenance yard and parking to.
The survey of the Homeless Services Oversight Council of San Luis Obispo County says on a single 24-hour period in 2013, nearly 9 out of 10 homeless were unsheltered.
I talked to a counselor here that helped me get on priority, so I don't have to worry about a bed.
This is Dex Daniels, and he is trying to get back on his feet with the help of the day center and shelter. He knows where he can stay at night, but the shelter can provide a bed for everyone.
There's some people that are my friends that aren't on priority, and they're full at night, and they can't get in at night. But if they open up a shelter, there'll be more people allowed at that shelter, there'll be more beds, and more people will be able to take advantage of their of the niceness.
Initially, plans call for the center to be built on South Higuera, on a 1-acre piece of land, until a group of business and property owners shared their concerns about the location. President of the Homeless Foundation for San Luis Obispo County, John Spadafore, says shifting the location was the key to getting the community behind the project.
They've supported the new site. They've donated time and money, and they're going to contribute all effort that's possible to see this happen. So the community in general is behind this concept at that location.
At the beginning of the year, Spadafore helped develop a foundation to work as a collaborator between the community and key partners. One of their top goals was to raise the needed money for the center. The Homeless Foundation is now working on raising the anticipated $4.5 million for the 25,000 square foot building.
We already have $1.67 million committed, and we're going to have a silent campaign for the next 60 to 90 days where we'll be raising another probably $2 million. And then in November, we are going to have a public event, and then we will involve the entire community in general to raise the last $400,000 or $500,000.
Spadafore hopes to break ground on the project next year. Janis Giesel, KCBX News.